Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by STEM, bug killers and mosquito repellents rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi? And yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
And I'm looking in the camera, and this is the Oprah Rose Show. Like, you better be watching it on YouTube, because this is the first time I looked in the camera.
Right. She didn't even know where her cameras were.
I didn't, and now I'm looking at it. I'm going to look at it the whole time. Wink, wink. Because, again, you should be watching on YouTube.
Ow, ow.
Because we're still in New York.
The three of us are still in New York. Mm-hmm. We know we love our in-person episodes.
We do. We've been hanging out. TT has been an amazing host.
Oh, thank you.
So incredible. I just opened the refrigerator for the first time today to grab a bottle of water.
The dog
would slap my hand if I got it.
We talked about this last week. That's why I said it's just hospitality.
That's it.
It's giving Southern.
It is.
Mid-Southern.
Baltimore
it's giving mid-Southern hospitality.
Technically right. Below the Mason-Dixon.
No, it's not.
American education. Sorry. It's the top. My bad.
I mean, it's like 20 minutes from the Mason-Dixon line.
All right.
Yeah. It is.
Okay,
Samantha.
Like, they had slaves. Be glad. Okay. I mean, everywhere.
Let's be clear now. Let's be clear.
Okay.
But we appreciate you for taking care of us and holding us down while we've been visiting and all being together.
Of course. Listen, we've had a marathon of a time.
We've been seeing the people while we've been here.
I feel like we've done the parties that we didn't know we were doing. We traveled and saw Juvenile.
Yeah. That was very serendipitous.
We saw Rick Ross.
Thank you guys.
We saw Rick Ross. We didn't see the Tubi movie. We all fell asleep. Mm-hmm. We did aid. Yeah. It's been
got rained on at Jumbo House.
Yes, got rained on.
I did. Mm-hmm. Y'all did. You know, I was.
It was a beautiful moment. I don't know. It was like
it was serendipitous.
It was
to be at the Brooklyn Bridge.
I was like,
in the rain.
It was a very community moment. We were all outside singing "Rain on Me" or "Rain" by
Coco Jones.
Yeah, we were.
Yes, it was a moment.
That's how Eve lost her phone. Because she wanted to sing Rain on Me.
You're lying. All this is happening. No, when I say I got the fuck out of Dodge, and I was like, oh no, my hair.
I was like, Mama's hair, she was running.
She ran.
I ran.
And I'm standing like, where my girls at?
I was like, I'm taking this weave out as soon as I get off the plane. I don't care.
You're like, I'm good. And then I was like, I don't have a hairboard until Thursday. This has got to last. Like, I was like, I got things to do next week. I found a table of friends. I sat with them. Then I found somebody that I know. And then I kikied with him. I was like, oh, this is great.
Mama was on the move.
You know, that's why I said my social media I'm maxed out at this point, though. No more. What I said I was trying to do 3 weeks ago was finish Hijack.
Finish Hijack. And Fast, perhaps.
Yeah. And you said in who?
Fast.
Oh, yeah. No, there's so many things I feel like. You know, by September, I'm going to be a brand new bitch. Like, I'm going to be a brand new me. I'm going to be rested and
say that.
Caught up on TV shows.
No, that's right.
So we're claiming it. We're claiming it.
Claiming it.
So we are so happy to have a guest today.
Woo, woo, woo.
Hi.
The guests have been guesting.
They really
I'm so
have.
Excited.
They We've left with so many nuggets, so I'm excited to leave with some more nuggets.
Come on, nuggets of wisdom.
Oh, like a nugget of wisdom, like a little, you know.
I love it.
A jewel, like a I guess. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A nugget.
Something to take away. I think I'm just always thinking about food.
a little takeaway.
Yeah.
So, Marjan, you are a host, a writer.
Yes.
Culture critic.
Yes.
You've written for a lot of very established magazines.
Yeah.
Okay. The resume is long.
The resume is very long.
It reads.
Yes, it does. It reads.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
It reads. Yeah, and then you have a podcast, humble. Your favorite auntie yes. show.
It's yes, your favorite auntie show. It's coming.
So excited to have you on
this show. Thank you. This is really exciting. I mean, you put me in front of a mic.
She said I shows up.
Well, I love it. I mean,
I love your energy too, and I love the show.
Thank you.
No, you came in here smelling amazing.
You smell amazing.
Let's start there.
She got the whole room smelling good.
Like, amazing. That I'm like, no, I need pictures. Like, the whole, like, even when I went out there and came back, I was like, oh my gosh,
just follow us.
Sad. You need to bottle this up and sell it.
Girl, shout out to Costa Brazil.
Wow.
Do you want to sponsor me?
The dog was an ambassador because now we all about to buy it.
Oh, no, please.
It's giving Rihanna when, you know, everybody says she smells amazing. That was like, it's like that.
You know I love my Rihanna.
Yes.
I love.
Riri.
I love.
We've had like weeks, I feel like, of standing Rihanna.
Yeah.
I can't wait until, you know, the baby, you know, what? Yeah. I cannot wait until
this
baby.
Is that baby's a Leo?
I think that baby's a Leo.
Are you a Leo?
No, I'm an Aries, and my boyfriend is a Leo. I was married to Leo practically, but like he's a Leo, and so I know how crazy that they are. Like
I mean, that's a lot. Rihanna has an Aries stellium.
She has an Aries moon.
Aries moon. Okay.
Listen, if she has a Leo child,
that's gonna, and if she has a boy, I feel like Leo men are very different than Leo women.
I don't really know any Leo men.
I can deal with Leo women, but men, I'm always like, oh my God.
It's so much.
And Aries, like, I know how to deal with y'all. Like, Aries are like,
I love Aries.
Yeah, I do. I love Aries. Yeah.
We want to have fun. If we get activated,
Yeah,
but
very true.
Y'all gonna say what's on your mind.
We do.
Y'all gonna say what's on your mind.
Wait, what are your signs?
I'm a Scorpio. My fiance is actually an Aries.
Okay.
Her boyfriend is actually an Aries.
Oh, my situation.
Oh, sorry.
Shut up.
Listen.
I know, I'm ridiculous. Because I'm a crazy ass Leo.
She's like,
that's who she talks to on the phone for an hour this morning.
It's y'all in reverse.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, we reverse.
I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I feel like if you need any advice, just let me know.
Okay.
Because I know that dynamic very well.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. We might have to talk about this.
Yeah, like, let me know.
Because it's a lot of fire and it's no one ever wants to quell it.
A lot of
passion.
It's two stars in a relationship.
Yes.
So just,
we were just talking about this last night.
How do you think that can work? Because we just were talking about this last night. Of the two stars, I guess, in a relationship.
I mean, it is very hard. I think because where we are culturally, I think that women who are just, they stand out, they're stars. They walk into a room and they stop, like everybody stops and stares and whatever. I feel like their partner has to be able to handle that because I feel like women now, I'm speaking from a cishet perspective, like women now are very, they're not slowing down. That we're not taking any no's. We're gonna keep doing what we gotta do, right? Mm-hmm. So if our partner can't keep up, you know, or can't support us, or get jealous, or because that's another thing.
We talked about that a few weeks ago, two weeks ago, or something like that.
Yeah,
men can get jealous of.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Attention,
yes, for sure.
You can, if that's what you seek and desire, you can be jealous from that.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
Because I think that men historically have been like, cater to you. Like, they're like, that's what I need my woman to support me and all these types of things. Mm-hmm. And you want to be supportive of your partner because you believe in your partner's dreams.
Right.
But you also need to...
Reciprocity.
Yeah. Please don't be intimidated.
Yeah. Right. No. That is true. I think that is probably how... That's kind of like what we were saying yesterday, that it is. It's like the give and take. And it does. You have to be very secure.
Very.
And like...
You do. And the reassurance
and have your own life.
Is
what
we kept talking about.
Exactly.
But it's
and then
the reassurance.
We were like, and the reassurance of like that. Yeah.
Because I feel like with my partner and I, we're both Cancers.
Okay.
So it's like an ebb and flow. Like it's just two oceans just going back and forth. Yeah. And it's like they just keep meeting.
Yeah.
Well, that's beautiful.
That is beautiful.
But I feel like.
But when it's a hurricane.
When the tides is tides.
When it's
sometimes.
A tsunami.
You know. But I think even with that, like the whole thing about being two stars, I think you can have two stars, but you have to have that confidence in yourself.
You do.
That self-love to almost say like, this is not a reflection upon my partner of how people are responding. I need to make sure my partner is responding to me in a way where I feel a part of this,
yes,
too.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's that. That's, it's like, yeah, for it's sure. All about, it's, I don't care about what they're doing or what the, how they looking at you or all of that. Like, that just comes with it. But yeah, mm-hmm, it's all about that person on the inside and how they show up for you and reassure.
Yeah.
For sure. To be able to have those two stars. Support me, I'm going to support you too.
I love that.
Yeah.
Support, I think that's me, Marlo. Really
support me, Marlo. Support me.
I literally said this morning. I said that this morning.
She was like, mad at that dinner. Nene was so like, you should have supported me.
She was, shit. Nene was going through
you supporting
it.
Supporting
Portia? Yeah. Mm. Not,
not. You don't know that girl?
I can't. I love Nene so that much.
Yeah, Nene's definitely.
I don't know whose dinner it was, but the door was closed.
Yeah. The door was closed.
Oh,
the fact that we don't even know whose dinner it was.
Couldn't tell you.
We know all the quotables.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because she's that girl.
She's that girl.
Yeah, she really is.
She's like, what would we call her? Like the Rihanna of
Housewives?
Reality TV, right? Yeah.
Did you watch her interview with Carlos King?
I did.
Me too. The day it came out, honey.
Oh, absolutely.
I sat there with my dog and I was two strand twisting my hair and was watching the whole thing. And yes, I was like, Nene is like the cultural zeitgeist.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she is someone who we continue to reference. She changed the way we speak.
Yeah.
She changed the way that we look at objects. Like, you no longer think
of a white refrigerator.
Wow.
Yeah.
If
you saw a white refrigerator in someone's home, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
The ghetto.
The ghetto. The ghetto.
So wild.
Like,
oh, no,
like, honey. Like, yeah. I was like, oh, God. Like, you would
and
really
when you see the clip
different
of, like, where was she living?
Where?
The clip honey, what are
you doing? You're in Atlanta. Do you know that area?
No. Where the fuck was she?
I don't know where she was.
So it's crazy.
It's gentrified now.
It might be. No lie. I saw the full clip recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, where the fuck
with the dog jumping up and down?
And I was like, where was I can't think of her name now.
Kenya.
Yeah. I was like, no, seriously, where was Kenya? What was this neighborhood?
It was the courtyard.
It had to be.
Yes, it was giving courtyard.
Literally, that had to be.
Why are you staying there?
Yeah, that was staged. I was like, now older looking at it, I was like, that had to be staged, because when they were showing, when they show her looking out of the window and you see the neighborhood, I was like, this is absolutely staged.
There's no way that Kenya was staged.
I wasn't living there. Like, there's no way she was.
No.
It's funny, during that interview though, I thought Carlos and Nene had really great banter.
Oh, they loved each other.
Just because, obviously, like, knowing their history, that he was her first producer, too. Yeah. He even touched on what we just alluded to around two stars in a relationship.
Yes.
And she talked a little bit about that and how she doesn't believe there can be two.
She doesn't. Mm. Yeah,
she doesn't. I thought about she that wants deeply to be the only star, darling.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
I mean, she's the Nene Leakes. I can understand.
I mean, I hate to be like, we don't know these people, but like Jay-Z and Beyonce, or like, shit, Rihanna and Rocky, you know. I just, Nene probably, I don't see her, like, I guess, filling in any holes for anybody or being like, okay, well, I'm going to, if you're here, like, let me just come down here. I don't get that from her. But I think it can be.
Yeah.
From like, and these are real stars. No shade to Nene, like, you know, obviously.
That's a star. She really is the... I love the historical lesson that she gave us. She contextualized Real Housewives of Atlanta within reality TV and television more broadly, where she was like,
yes,
there were no shows like this before us. We did that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you really
and
did.
And when she was naming those names, I was like, you are absolutely right.
Yeah,
there wasn't it. Love and Hip Hop and all these other things that we said. Basketball Wives.
Like a black woman ensemble cast.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't any of that.
Maybe, okay, I gotta watch it.
Oh, you do?
I gotta watch it. Okay.
Really, really fab.
And she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
She looks so good.
Oh,
I don't know what
it's
she
all
did.
Working.
Like, yes.
She got the right work done.
She definitely did.
She seems at peace in certain ways. She's very good at curving, you know, not hard questions, but if people are trying to come for her or try her, she's very good at being able to know. She's never been let people try her.
Mm-hmm.
And I really respect that.
It's that
sag tongue is quick, honey.
It's very,
It's very quick.
It's very quick. Mm-hmm. Wait, what happened this one time that she got?
Oh, I want to. When it was an old episode when, I'm paraphrasing. I'm not going to do verbatim, but she commented how somebody, the dress and the look, and she was like, something about the size. Or like, more room to grow for you, baby. Yes. Or something along the lines of like her size.
To get to your size.
To get to your size one day. And NeNe had no comeback. That was the one time somebody got her.
Who said that to her?
It was a friend of the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, the girl with the short hair. Yes. She was, oh my gosh, because that was another clip I saw recently.
That was the only time somebody got NeNe.
I think she was Sheree or like Lisa Wu's friend. Okay. Yes. Or she was Sheree's friend. Yeah. Yeah. Because it was like the only time NeNe didn't ever come back. Yeah. I saw it on TikTok.
The only time.
Yeah. That's all. She was reading everybody because she told it was Sheree's friend because she told Lisa Wu. She's like, yeah, you don't do anything with your hair. And then she's like, because her hair, but she's like, my hair is beautiful. She's like, yeah, you don't do anything with it. Like,
yes. I remember this.
Yeah, I got a friend of the show. I mean, you know, the friend, see, now she might have been outside of Giovanna, you know, I was that bitch Giovanna. At AUC. Oh, like, Lord. Outside of her, you know, the friends of the show, like,
they be doing a lot.
They do a lot. They gotta secure their spot.
Right.
A lot. Yeah. She might have, should have, would have.
Marlo waited a long time, baby.
She did.
She finally got that peach.
And she needs it revoked.
I was about to say, I was like, she don't need peach. For Marlo. Yeah. You know, like, I was just like, that energy, she's great on a trip. She's very
specifically though on a trip.
Wow,
because she's like I don't. Yeah, yeah. She's like
yes,
because she's like I want nicer accommodations. Right. She's like and she gets the girls together. She's very good at that. She's like we're gonna have the food. We're gonna have the things.
Yeah. She's everything a great host.
She's a great host. Yeah. She's not there all the time. Like there's no consistency with her. So
I agree. But I do enjoy seeing the mom-ty side of Marlo. Yeah. So that is why I kind of appreciate her storyline a little bit on the beach. Although I do think that they need to do a full swoop, similar to what they did with New York, and reboot it and give it all new cast and show the Atlanta of now. But speaking of Housewives, we want to ask a Carlos King question. We love you, Carlos. Shout out. If you could bring or build your own all-star cast, who would it be? And I think we'll do like, what, six? Six members? Yes.
It's from any city?
From any city.
Okay. So, NeNe Leakes.
Of course.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Abby. I would bring back Kim Zolciak.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. Because NeNe made this really great point. It's like, these people are crazy, but they make great television. Mm-hmm. So NeNe and Kim were incredible like adversaries.
Yeah.
So that's like a really equally yoked challenge, and I feel like that would be amazing.
You want somebody to get under NeNe's skin and bring her.
You want to be up against the best.
Yes.
Right. Don't give me like someone I can chew up in like 5 seconds.
Yeah. Right.
Who?
That's funny.
That's like in life. Yes. But who else? I would bring back Bethany Frankel.
Okay.
Oh wow. Yeah. Wow.
I know these are controversial. You're like, wow.
Well, I mean, she's dying to come back.
Them so. On she a show especially since they looking her way. Now she's like, well, hold on.
So you're doing behind the scenes on TikTok.
She's like Jill Zarin.
Zarin? Oh, you're really digging for the girls.
Yeah, she's in her bag.
I know. I never watched. I never got into New York.
Okay.
That was my. So it was Atlanta for you?
Atlanta, Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Oh, I love
Potomac.
Hills.
Potomac.
Do you like Miami now?
Miami now.
Oh, yes, Miami
only
now.
Last two seasons, Miami.
So good.
So
it
good.
Is.
So good.
The Miami girls come to work.
We had a guest
they
on.
They show up. They show up.
She added me on something today about Lenny getting engaged. Yes. I was just like, oh my gosh.
To the mistress?
Yes.
Then they're not even divorced.
They're not even divorced.
My Lord.
I found that out today. Yeah, I was like, what?
Oh,
yeah, Miami
poor
now.
Lisa. I love Alexia.
I like Alexia, like too.
Alexia, she's the one with the blonde hair.
She's the Cuban,
she's
girl.
Cuban girl.
Yeah, okay.
Who was with a mob. She was an ex-mob wife, whatever.
Yeah,
she was a mob boss.
She was.
I like her, but I sometimes don't like how her, and what's her friend, the one that always says cocky.
That's Dream.
She's dumb.
Yeah.
She should be a friend of.
Yeah, she should.
Let's just be, because who is the girl?
Marisol, is that her name?
Marisol.
Yeah.
I hear that name a lot.
A lot of them shouldn't be on there. And you know.
I do. Who is Marisol?
Marisol,
she's
yeah.
the drunk.
She's okay. the drunk. She's con- and she doesn't eat. She's like this big. And then they have the woman, insane. The woman that's married to the tennis player. She don't need to be on the show either.
She's a little kooky.
She's so aloof. She don't know where her kids go to school. What? Like, yeah. And then it's like wants to have other kids. Rich, and rich yeah, she doesn't. Not to say that she's not.
The nanny yeah. knows.
You
not
don't
her.
Even know. You, like, not to say she's not raising them, but like, it,
she's,
you,
you're not.
She raised. Just seems like attached to like other things. I think she has some soul searching that she needs to do. I like Nicole.
I love Nicole.
I really like
How
Nicole.
How many women are on this cast?
It's a very big cast.
It is.
Oh my gosh.
Gertie's great.
Yeah.
Gertie is like fine. I don't think that other girl needs to be looking at me, the other girl, the model.
The other black girl.
She's yeah. cute. I don't know her name.
I'm
always advocating for the blacks. I don't know her name,
but yeah. she's
yeah. And then that damn Lisa.
Not the blacks.
Right, the black.
And then that damn Lisa.
Yeah. I think that like,
or Larsa.
Dr. Larsa.
Larsa.
Larsa. So Larsa, I feel like really.
The deep sigh for me. Yeah.
It's a very deep sigh. When she wore box braids to the cast trip,
she called them
I was just
braids.
Like, I don't really understand why you guys don't get this. And I also. It's just it, at that point, it's like you don't want to get it.
You don't. Yeah. Because production tried to help us out. Production said, no, she's like, I always wore braids. And they had like two plaits and stuff like yeah. that. Like you never wore knotless braids. Mm-hmm. And you know she didn't wear it because she was still wearing the old school braids with the little knot at the top. They weren't even knotless because right. her hair was going to come out.
Right.
So it's like, girl, stop. Like
you're
you
white.
Were not.
You're
yeah.
white.
She's like, no, I am not. I am. She's so committed to also just not owning her own
her
shit.
Her plastic surgery.
Yeah, her plastic yeah. surgery. You wearing braids, all the things.
You grooming just, that child.
I can't.
Until he was old enough for you to have him.
Oh, the boyfriend?
What do you know?
Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I was like, the boyfriend? Yes. Right. I was like, what?
I mean, they were going on family vacations together.
Right.
When I was young.
They really weren't, they didn't know each other because that's what she was going
with.
That's
a lie. You can't say that. Like, your ex-husband mm-hmm. played basketball with a superstar and they were very close and yeah. that your families did not hang out.
I mean, they had their own like friction.
Right. They had their own rivalry. Right. Sure. That's why yeah. I think I was like, yes. oh, maybe not.
But you still want to bond or try to bond with your mates, like, because it's a chemistry thing.
Yeah,
but yes,
right.
they were or going on family vacations even. Together.
Yeah, wow.
That's so crazy. To
Ain't
me.
It?
That is. When you think about crazy. That, yeah. All of the and then look and then
so that's me that's people, my all opinion people. The grooming
no you're but, you're absolutely oh that's a great point and I didn't know I didn't think about it in that respect I just thought of it more in like this line that you don't cross but that's mm-hmm. like a really
yeah, yeah that's
and
gross.
I think Marcus owns a big stake of the Jordan brand
yeah
didn't yeah, he work he's like what? He has a title or something.
Yeah, he's like and then... a high title for brand Jordan.
Yeah. She knows what she's doing.
She yeah, does.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, she knows what she's doing.
He must be a lame. No shade, honestly. Because like, yeah. why? Yeah. There, of all I the agree. Women that you that. Could have.
Anybody. You both have, of them.
And he was at the reunion that I really was like, Pill, I don't know about this. Is just,
you don't have
like
no
this.
Kids. She got three. Right. Like, yeah. she's, you're young. Like, what is... What gives?
No, I think you're right. There might be like some. It's kind of like, you know, Kiki Palmer's boyfriend, where it's like, wow, everyone was like, he's so attractive. They're such a cute couple and family. Mm-hmm. But there's something there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you're. I don't know.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Like maybe.
Are
you're
they
not,
still together?
I don't know if they're really together anymore.
I don't yeah, think I'm like, so. I think he showed his ass.
Damn, yeah. did the internet break them up?
What? He no, he him. Went he to the internet to break them up. He went to the internet to break them up.
He broke them up. Wow. And, yeah. But like, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, oh, there might be some type of, I don't know, something
damn.
Slow.
Yeah,
damn. Something
yeah, under the yikes. Okay, now, who else is on this cast?
Oh, sorry. I yeah, totally look, forgot about this.
No, I know.
Okay,
we
had to
attach it. No.
So we had
I remember
Nene,
Bethany.
Bethany.
Yeah.
You said Jill's Aaron.
I'm no, like, I didn't say Jill's
oh,
Aaron.
Okay.
No, I don't want Jill's Aaron.
Got it. Okay.
You know who I fucking love is Carol Radswell. Do you remember her?
I remember
Wait,
Carol.
Where was she from?
She was from New York.
She was on New York.
She was like, okay. she's like a,
she was a
journalist.
Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
She was a Kennedy. She was yeah. a princess.
Oh,
oh, I remember that. I remember. Okay.
She was very quiet, very, you know.
Okay.
But don't get on her bad side.
Don't get on her bad side.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, don't get on her bad side. She was going to let you have it.
I was like, yes. We have
okay.
Some, like, yeah. I think.
Nene would eat Carol up.
Oh, she would. Or they'd be best friends.
Or they'd be best friends.
Because Carol was like, I think this is funny more than anything. I love Sonia Morgan.
Okay.
I love a lot of New York.
Okay.
A lot of New York. Okay. I know Sonia, though. I know her, but
so since you love New York, how do you feel about this reboot? Are you against it?
I'm not against it. I just have a lot of strong opinions about it. And I like made a TikTok about it because I was like, I need to get this off my chest. And I'd like to hear what you guys think as well. Have you watched it?
Absolutely. Yes. I'm tuned in.
Yeah. You're like, absolutely. Yeah. I feel like we've talked. We have. Yeah. Like,
I like it.
I do, too. Yeah. I like we've talked about it a few times. I will say that I was late to New York. So I don't have the same affinity for it, I think, maybe as you. So my opinions may not be, like, as high. But I did appreciate, like, seeing new faces and a new dynamic and a new swoop of ladies. So that was just my thoughts.
You know, I think it was in need of a mix, like a shakeup. Right. It was getting old. It was getting repetitive. The girls were
drunk and out of control.
Drunk and having meltdowns. Yeah. And it was getting sloppy.
Yeah.
I do think that I realized that I like seeing older women acting entitled.
Okay, that's
more than
fair.
I like seeing younger women.
Okay,
who are my age or a little younger, acting entitled.
Okay,
so I think that's what I was like. Oh, I miss the Grey Gardens element.
Okay,
that's fair.
Show, because it is about kooky housewives doing random things. Mm-hmm. Them arguing over cheese or
caviar. That was weird.
Yeah, when some people are supposed to be from around the way.
Right.
And they bring in their own toilet paper. It's just like, I don't really.
it's high low.
That was ridiculous.
Is that what?
Yeah. Well, it was caviar on Pringles.
I loved that.
Yeah. I mean, I would have did like Doritos.
I
don't like caviar. I don't like the fishy taste. I want a chicken wing, okay? I want a damn cheese plate.
She should have had food.
I would have wanted a chicken wing.
I want a chicken wing and a cheese plate.
But I understood her, like, y'all bitches, we eating in 2 hours.
Yeah, but I've been traveling and packing all day.
I'm not mad at that.
Right. But they went to Provisions.
Yeah.
But Provisions was closed.
And it was closed.
Oh, yeah, it sure was. She walked to.
Because I would have
been like, me and T would have been the ones who would go get food. I would have been with some Provisions.
Would have walked down.
Yeah, I would have been like, this is cute. No, do you have some more Pringles?
Just plain Instacart out here. Can we?
But I get your point, though, about like, the idea of the show and around like being a housewife and like maybe the kids are older in that sense too,
or
you know, a little bit removed from that element. Like this season of New York, it's babies.
It is.
They all have babies, like, which is fine. But
I think Jenna has the oldest child.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But I get the highbrow.
Who am I love? She's my fave.
Jenna is still trying. You can tell she's still trying to figure out why she's here.
Yes, and I think that's kind of why I love it. Because she's like looking at everybody like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
She was confused about the whole cheese conversation. She's like, well, I'm going to have nothing but cheese, honey. And you're going to love it.
That was actually fucking cheese.
Yeah.
That was such a great move. And I loved it. And then they were playing in her like Valentino. And she's like, can you get out of that, please?
Yeah.
Like, that's more than anything that you own. Please.
It was when,
yes.
Right, like, you knew not to hug somebody with sequins and lace. I literally was looking at that like, they're going to get stuck together. Mm-hmm. And she took the words out of my mouth.
She was like,
she told that girl.
She was like, I'm trying with these bitches.
She was ready for a cigarette.
And her closet is infamous. Like, it's like a thing. So, like, I'm sure when production was already in the bedroom and she knew they were going to go in there at some point, she's like, I want to go in there so bad.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You know she did.
Yeah. I want to be in there.
No, she did. Well, switching gears a little bit, we talked about Muntis.
Oh, yes.
And Marlo. So how did you get started with the Auntie show?
You know, the Auntie show, what came to me during COVID, we were just talking about that before we started, talking about like that, where we were all trying to figure stuff out during COVID. And it was like May 2020, the world was on fire. And I was in my bedroom and I was like, why is everybody going live all the time? And I was like, let me try it. And I just started going live. And I always wanted to do a show around the idea of being your favorite auntie. Because that's just something I've always said. I'm like, I'm your favorite auntie. And then I was like, let's just really develop a show around it, an advice show. And it's we talk about everything on there. So we would have done a whole rundown of housewives. But then mm-hmm. also if you're having relationship issues or you're having friendship issues or you're dealing with, like, you know, money issues, whatever, like, I'm here to provide advice and try to just give you words of wisdom. It, you know, sometimes it feels like the blind is leading the blind. Like, I'm not a, you know, finished project. Yeah. I'm still learning myself, but you know, I know a thing about a thing or two, you know? So mm-hmm. I was like, let me pass this wisdom along.
Yeah.
So.
And you don't have to have it fit all figured out.
No.
And we should.
Are you an auntie?
What's that?
Are you an auntie?
I am an auntie.
Okay.
I am an auntie. I have two nieces and I have a nephew. And then I feel like I'm an auntie to the babies in the industry.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Because they're like, they come to me and they're like, Marjan, like, what do I do? But they don't mm-hmm. even say my name anymore. It's I actually get stopped on the street just people saying, auntie.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that is so endearing.
It's actually very sweet. I was like walking my dog a couple weeks ago and people were like, auntie. And I was like, hey girl, what's up?
Yes! Okay.
Right. Like, I'm just walking the dog.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, wash my face, but let's, hi. Yeah. So I love that. And like younger people come up and they're like, how do I mitigate this industry? How do I mitigate this world? Because coming up in fashion as a Black person or a person of color is just, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I still have my own challenges with it. So I'm willing to like listen and obviously offer as much advice as I can.
I love it.
I love that.
It's beautiful.
Because I feel like, you know, G and I, I still work in music, but we both came up in music and I felt like it was, we've talked about this, but it's very mm-hmm. challenging coming up at first. And mm-hmm. I feel like there's probably only like one woman. I'm sure there's probably some that I'm forgetting, but there's not a whole lot, right, that mm-hmm. I can think of that were very helpful. And initially actually wanted to work in fashion. And I remember mm-hmm. looking through Essence and it was someone that worked, she was the PR director at Bottega Veneta. I'll never forget this. And I put it on my wall and I was like, oh my God, I want to meet her. Found her email address. I mean, she never responded back, but I feel like with Instagram, something like social media makes it a lot easier. That's like, hey, how do I actually get into this? And I remember I was like, I don't know the first thing of like where to start, how to figure it out. So music just kind of ended up being like, all right, well, we here now. I don't know. These people's crazy.
Went with it.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to go with it.
But you also try fashion too.
Yeah, I mean, well, then I was like, I'm actually okay. I'm gonna go back to music. Like this is, I'm gonna stick to music, stick to what I know now. And I think even what you said about now, I love that social media. As much as we talk about how bad it is and like all the things we don't like, I feel like there's so many young women that I have connected with in social media that I'm like, sure, we can have this call. Yeah, I'm really tired, but come on, girl, let's do it.
You're giving to others what was not given to you.
Right. Exactly, exactly. So I absolutely love that because listen, mm-hmm. we gotta reach down for these these babies, like. Because it is rough. Like it's you said, when you really don't know, even I think you need it as an older person in navigating. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. I didn't know the first thing about contracts and like, I need a lawyer. Yeah. Well, shit, how do I find that? What are the things that I look for that at each stage of your career, not even just coming up, you need these things of like, I need help. Like it just like a child, it takes a village to raise everybody.
A woman. Yes. I need resources. I need community.
Yeah.
I need someone to be like, we have transparency and who's like looking out for me, being like, you shouldn't ask for that amount of money, you should ask for this amount of money,
especially that.
And there should be more convo around that.
Absolutely.
I was just talking about that recently because I have a friend who just started a new job and was, I guess he was a bit sensitive in asking me how much I made. Mm-hmm. And I was very honest and open. He was like, okay, so I should have asked for more. And I was like, well, I wish we would have had this convo before accepted the role. Right. Because it's like, you coming with all this experience, you don't know what the role is offering or what, you know, and you're lowballing yourself. It's like, go to highest you want to go. The most they're going to say is no.
And then you can just negotiate down.
Learn that super the hard way. And you know what I kept saying? I'm like, I asked a white man one time what he would have asked for, and he had like $100,000. He was asking for like $100,000 more than what I was going to ask for.
Absolutely.
Like it was like a whole two and three salaries.
Right. Yeah.
I know he wasn't as good as you.
Like exactly. So it's like we have to have these conversations specifically, like you said, around like money and salaries and things to ask for. Because I think a lot of times we're like, oh, if I don't want to like ruffle these feathers and do this, and they're not gonna. No, if they really want you, they will figure it out. As someone that has had to go through many negotiations, it's like, all right, what do you want? All right, take us out. Work with me. Can you do this? Can you do that? All right, but
But I'm putting this back in. Is that okay?
Exactly. Right. It's a negotiation.
No. Yeah. It's a negotiation. It's okay. No, I completely agree, and I feel like, you know, we're not wise to that. And then some purpose, like there's a lot of information that's withheld to keep certain people out of progressing our certain stratas and stuff like that.
Don't get me started on that, yeah.
I mean, and I also think it's generational because my parents, God bless them, they provided for us in a beautiful way, but they were not, they never kind of coached me on being like really like ambitious about like finances and stuff like that. They were like, you got a job? You get paid every 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Good. Great. Good.
And I'd be like, okay, I'm good. And then I started realizing on my own, I was like, actually, if I'm more shrewd, if I'm a bit more bold, I can make more money in certain ways and do certain things. And it's so that's like a generational thing. And I don't blame them because, you know, obviously one wrong move, they could have had anything taken away from them.
It's
Yeah, I'm learning because the kids these days.
Oh, they quit after 2 weeks.
Jump in. Like, I don't like this.
At the minorest inconvenience.
They are switching. Even that, like, I think, you know, before it was like, you got to work somewhere in your resume for 5 years. Oh, it looks like you hop around. Yeah. Where I'd be like, leave.
Right now.
The only way to make more money is to leave.
I am completely,
I hate that is a thing, right? Like, if you give so much to a company or a brand or whatever, and they don't see your value enough that I have to leave a company to get paid more.
Leave. Like, that's and then ridiculous. It's like, you know, when you break down $10,000 on a paycheck is really like $200 every 2 weeks.
After all those taxes.
You know, so it's like, that's nothing. Leave. Like
they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Bye. Exactly. Bye. Yeah. I don't believe in all of this like job loyalty anymore, which I feel like was definitely impressed upon us.
I feel like our generation's definitely like leading the path and like undoing these like social norms of like what it looked like to, you know, grow up and go to college, get a good job, buy a home, and have kids before 30 and like all this, these other things. And it's like, no, I could take a second and, you know, get to a point where I'm comfortable with having kids.
Right.
And I don't have to be 30 to do that. I can be 40 at that point and be totally fine with it. Like, so that's why I even love what you're doing in a sense of like really reaching back and being an auntie, because it's like, hold on, let me take a beat and like teach these babies, you know, everything that I have to offer too, like, because that's building community at the same time.
It's definitely building community.
Whereas I feel like the generation before us, it's like, like you said, you got a roof over your head.
Yeah.
You got the job. Mm-hmm. You good. You don't got to worry about nothing else. It's like, there's so many other things.
There's a lot of other things. Yeah. But figuring out who you are.
For sure.
You know? And like, I also think that, I don't know if you saw this, but there was an article in New York Times a couple months ago about millennials and like how we age differently. And basically,
I mean,
like better or worse?
No. It's interesting. In the sense that millennials like we've gone through like three financial recessions.
Yeah.
We've gone through a pandemic. Mm-hmm. We've gone through a lot of things that our predecessors hadn't. We're the first generation that's not more wealthy than our previous generation. Mm-hmm. So it's because we went through so much, like we look at life in a very different way and we approach it in a very different way. Mm-hmm. Like I'm 40, but I still feel very young,
youthful.
Absolutely. Like, oh, I'm just starting out.
Oh, yeah. I thought 40 was old. When I was younger, like if somebody was 40, I was like, oh.
Yeah, right. It was giving like 70. Now I'm like,
girl.
Yeah. Like, you know, I was like, I already have my 40 planned out. Look, I was like, she's right around the corner. I was like, we're doing a 90s theme party. Everybody knows. Like, it's still so young. Now you're it was so much older.
Yeah.
Our parents' 40 is definitely not.
It's
our
not
40 at all.
My mom had like 3 kids.
Yeah.
Same.
I'm like, need to freeze my eggs. Like,
right, exactly. Like, exactly. Like, it looks very, very different.
It's very
and
different.
Even that as an option of the freezing of the eggs and knowing that that is something you can do. And
yeah.
Because obviously they could have 2, but like the more you know.
Yes. My mom got married when she was 24. Mm-hmm. And she had her first kid when she was 28. And that was like old.
Old taboo. Yeah. Wow.
They were like, girl.
Right. Because my great grandmother and my grandmother.
Is anything wrong? They started probably looking at them.
That was what it was. Mm. That's what it was.
Yeah. They had each other at each other. They had 16 was like the going time in my family that everybody was 16. And my mother was 21. So that's why I'm like, child, it's gonna be 40. Like I don't know what to tell you. I'm glad millennial. You finally have a grandchild. Like I'm glad you can.
Yeah.
She also knows not to ask me anymore about any type of children.
Yeah, that's good.
She definitely started back a little bit, but I'm like, you have your grandbaby now. Like, let's leave me alone.
Oh, they have their grandbabies. Like, but I think, you know, and I have a very unorthodox way of living compared to my brothers who are married and have kids and all the things, and I'm a woman and I have a partner, but you know, where, like, hopefully we'll get married, like, I don't know, like, there's a lot of things that are very different. So yeah, my parents have, like, kind of, they don't know how to really have that conversation.
They don't. No. Yeah. No, my father literally asked me, what did he say? He said, so what's going on with your love life?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
Such a loaded question.
It's so very loaded.
So like, what you want to know?
I was right. I was like, I don't really know how to answer that.
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Yeah, and I was
specific.
Like,
give me specific. I was like, it's there, I guess. I don't know. What's up? I mean, I was about to be like, how's yours? Shit.
Right. But but it's crazy because him asking that and that being your response, for me, sometimes that's a little bit of the annoying thing because I wish that the questions were more pointed.
I agree.
Where it's like, yes, you're asking because you actually want to know a lot, but it's like you don't even know where to start or like what you really want to know. Yeah. So now I've just kind of answered your question without answering. We're moving on to something else.
Yeah.
So then I get an attitude of when things are happening in my life that you should have asked about. And I think that's what I'm trying to let go of.
I guess, are you sharing things that are going on in
your life?
So I'm
trying to share more. Okay. Yeah. So it's definitely like more of a sharing thing. But I think just them, it's like that idea of like, all right, like if y'all talking, y'all going on dates, y'all good.
Yeah. Instead of asking direct questions.
Right,
I don't want to be asked anything.
Well,
I don't like answering questions. I don't want to answer anything
about,
like,
your personal life.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, why? Like, everything's fine. Like,
I think it's just conversation.
I guess. And it was out of nowhere. I don't even remember what we were talking about. It was like, so T, what's going on with your love life? And I was like, huh? I was in the airport. And I was like, what?
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm just trying to
see something online. Like, what?
Right.
Okay, the timing of that was a little off.
I was just like, we were just talking about so much rant. We were talking about the miles on my car. And then it was like, what's going on with your love life? I'm like, now I'm like,
slide this in real quick.
Yeah. He's like, yes. He's like, what's going on? I mean, yeah, they don't really know how to broach that topic. And I don't know what that is. It might be a generational thing.
I'm thinking it is. Yeah. Because
it's just like, I think for a long time, it probably was a no-brainer. Like, oh, they'll probably get married when she's like 20-something. And then it's like, oh, no, she's off in the city bipping and bopping and booping and like not.
And it looks differently. Like you said. Like,
I'm just, that's
so how
literally
is it?
That. Yeah.
How is your love life?
Yeah, it looks. Yeah. I think a lot of these family dynamics could even look very different. Like, I have friends that are, one of my friends is 44 and she's like, I've never wanted kids. I have so many nieces and nephews, it's not happening. And then she's like, it's a few of us, like, we do not, they do not want kids, like, we are not having them. And I think that's new for a lot of people. Yes. That's a thing that you're like, when people see, you're like, you don't want, no, I don't. I actually don't. Yeah. And it's fine. And I'm also still, what we were talking about, community.
And more of that.
Still,
you don't want it, you shouldn't.
You should not. Yeah, exactly. And it's fine.
I mean, the environment is rough.
It is.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I would still love to be a mother, but like, and I do look at the world, obviously, we're in a sad place right now.
Yeah.
And I know you're like expecting your second baby, and like we're all excited about like Rihanna's second baby. Yeah. Like we're all excited, you know. Like, we're all like, oh my gosh! But there's a lot.
No, it's a very real like second layer of like anxiousness that I have to live with. Yeah.
I had to ask. I was like, how do you like?
It's a very difficult thing to navigate, you know. And one thing my mom told me is like, you know, when you have kids, you're just, that's always going to be there. So you learn to live with it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I think about, oh my God, I'm bringing my kids into this world, and it's like we're regressing. Yeah. So, you know, it's terrible. But I can only do my best and, you know, really try to equip them with like all the knowledge that I can. But yeah, that level of anxiousness, it's there. And I think if you're a good parent or a present parent, you're going to have that. Mm-hmm. And there's really nothing, you know, that will take that away from you, but you can't lean into it, you know?
Right.
Because there's always going to be something going on.
There's always going to be something. Yeah.
I think that's just the way of the world. Yeah. Like, I mean, granted, it's incredibly, you know.
It's dark.
It's dark at the moment. Yeah. But, you know, but I think it's just out there. There always has to be a little good with the bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hi, it's summertime, so you know what that means. All those pesky little bugs are flying around, and we have just the solution to help. I recently discovered a product, Stem Bug Killers and Mosquito Repellents, rooted in nature, optimized by science. So Stem formulas are powered by plant-based active ingredients, scientifically engineered into effective bug-fighting formulas, so you can fight bugs safely and effectively when used as directed. Stem products are available online through Amazon and in stores at big box retail stores such as Walmart, Target, and even Dollar General or Walgreens. Make sure you visit stemforbugs.com to learn more. So Marjan, we talked about you being a very successful fashion writer.
Yeah.
Do you have, you've written, let me see, I think Mary J. Blige, Cardi B, Doja Cat. Do you have an interviewee that's a favorite of yours? That's a two-part question.
Ooh.
Do you have an interviewee that was a favorite of yours? And I don't know if you have to like sign some type of like NDA or whatever. So I want to be sensitive to those things. And do you have an interviewee that was like a difficult interview, whereas like they didn't really want to share anything and you had to like reach in your knapsack of tricks and chemistry, you know, your Aries, you know, spark to like pull something out of them?
Ooh, that's a very good question. I feel like, you know, who I interviewed who was great was Mara Brock-Akil. She was an icon. We love her. And that was like the little teenage Marjan, just like,
yeah.
Oh my God, like a girlfriend.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. She's like such an angel. Like, shout out to Mara. And that was really exciting. And she was, we did an Elle Decor story. So we were talking about her house and her home and her conception of home.
Mm-hmm.
And
I just thought that was, saw that too.
It was so beautiful. And I was like, wow, this is the type of thing that you look at, you know, as a young person, you're like, I'm putting this on a mood board. I'm putting this up and like, this is what I'm looking towards. I'm working towards. So that was a really amazing interview. I also felt like I interviewed FKA Twigs in 2020, mm-hmm. December 2020. And we were talking about her lawsuit against Shia LaBeouf. And that was a really important story because she wasn't trying to be like Me Too. She was just trying to be a person who was like, this happened to me. This was violence. These are the signs. This is how you get help. And like, I just really loved that story. It was very, very traumatic to work on that story because like the pain was like visceral, but I loved talking to her and like seeing how she was coming out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was fab. I think Cardi B was unhinged. And like, it's actually, I was thinking about her when we were talking about COVID because I had an interview with her during COVID and she was so nervous. Like she was really, really like very like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening to the world. I don't. Mm-hmm. And like she was very open about that. And then soon she was in Atlanta. I don't know what happened.
She took that mask off.
Because
Atlanta
was unhinged. I think the success of WAP really made her come outside.
Because
we had that interview. She was like, I just, no. She was sad. She was down. And then WAP came out. And I think that's why. Wow.
And I think around that time, they were using her a lot for like political things. So she was being attacked by I guess like right wing leaning people. Yes. Okay.
She was telling the people to stay inside and wear their masks.
She was.
Yes.
She
very
was.
Early.
She was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very early.
She was like, I will. Didn't she tell? Who did she say she'd walk
she's
like a dog?
Few vocal. She's been vocal about a was few things even. Like
maybe it was Candace or some white girl, white conservative girl. She yeah. said, I will walk you like a dog.
Yeah, I don't. She's or always Tommy vocal. That's why I said I love is, it. Yeah. Like,
she threw a mic at somebody. Last
she did,
night.
And it was discerned.
they deserved it. Them. She the like oh one second reaction and it hit the hit. Girl.
And no yes. step back. It wasn't even that. It was reactionary, but it wasn't even just like I'm just throwing. It was let me get my eyes. This is like right. Cardi can fight. That is yeah. that is a fighter. Okay, she wasn't like I'm just swinging in the air. Right. I'm gonna be purposeful and intentful yeah. when I go. I was like,
so
yeah.
somebody
oh, she can
did
fight.
A Twitter compilation. The girls move quick on
yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah, they do. They
and
do.
So there were like four videos of her vividly throwing something from a up down.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Hitting the every whatever time. The target was. Wow. So even in the video for Jealousy with Offset. She's like the baby boy scene. She's up on the balcony uh-huh. throwing something down at Offset and it hits him.
Oh my God. I was wow. like, well, I can't. There's a video for that?
Yeah, there's yeah. a video.
Okay, I gotta watch that because actually.
That'll make you actually like the song more.
Not, I mean, not, I love the
I
cover
think you
art.
Like it though. But
yeah, I didn't mind it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For me, I was like, okay, I like the video.
Then, yeah, I just like the cover art. I love Baby Boy. So mm-hmm. I was like, and I love the cover art.
Oh, yeah, it's
so,
a whole video.
I gotta, yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I gotta see that. Love me some Cardi. I mean, yeah, sometimes I feel like it's like never meet your heroes kind of thing. Like, yeah. I don't typically listen to music that I work on. And I worked with one of my, like Erykah Badu. I was like, I didn't listen to New America Part 2 for a very, very long time because I was like traumatized. Mm. And it wasn't, it was that's just, you know, real. It's just like, it's work, right? It's not yeah. even, it's certain things. Like, an artist is always going to be an artist kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't, and that sounds like crazy that you should actually probably be listening to it. But I have to separate it for a little while. Mm-hmm. I do not listen to music that, like, if it's a project that's active, I'm not listening to it.
That's real.
Yeah. Because I think you start thinking about everything that went into it for that moment.
Yeah, and you're just like, yeah.
Or even the lyric, like, oh, I remember when you said that 10 times.
Yeah, it's like, you're like, I'm okay. I am oh a, yeah, it's like, I am a, I okay.
Listen. That's
and she
real.
Was really my, yeah, and she's like my, she is my fave.
That's your girl.
Yeah, she's, yeah. And she still is. I'm not even, yeah. what she still is. Yeah. Like,
well,
she
who's
is handsome.
The person that you haven't interviewed that you will interview?
Rihanna.
Absolutely. Yes. What's one question yeah. you would ask her? I'm sure you have like, a list of notes.
I would ask her, like, I really want to know when she knew that she wasn't going to do music anymore. Like, I want to talk about that moment where
so
she
you don't
was
think
like,
we're getting a project again. There's no music.
Well, you're in music, so maybe you know something.
I don't think we are. No,
I actually love that I question,
don't.
Though.
I don't.
Like, when did you just realize that this wasn't going to... This wasn't given. It might have been a lot sooner. Maybe it was a whole plan where she was just like, yeah. I want to be a businesswoman or I want to be, you know, a different, I just want to dedicate my time to being a mother or whatever. I'm just like really interested in that moment.
Yeah.
And then I'd also really be interested in talking to her about Rocky because I feel like people are divided. I like them.
Yeah. You know, I wasn't for it at first. And then I was like, my sis seemed happy with
it. She's very, very happy.
And who am I to say be with this person,
no,
not this person?
I agree. She's not going to listen to me. Like, she's definitely not going to listen to me. And I mean, of our her past relationships, you know, like it's kind of, no.
It seems like they have so much fun to me. And again, not thing. In it. It's I don't fun. Know. But it seems like they have so much fun to me. And that for me, like in a relationship for me is like so important. I could never be with anybody that was dull and like,
oh, of course
we can't
not.
Joke and you don't make me laugh. So they're fun. They just seem like they have a blast.
It
together.
Feels very like, it, not childlike, but childlike
but
in
I think,
a way.
Yeah,
like super
like innocence
youthful
of like,
and
yeah,
fun,
exactly.
Like,
I think the youthfulness yeah. of it. That's like, I love that. So that, and I'm a Rocky fan. So okay. I always like them together and it seems a little chaotic and they both seem a little chaotic that it probably that's why it also works because it's like we're both batshit crazy and we could just be we just gonna be crazy together right. I know they be in there going fighting low kid like that's what we were talking about him smoking the weed around her she just dancing she be at the club right. you know like
yeah. they she freed the girls. She's gonna support her man too so we talked about
she
the
does
two
support
superstars
him. Yep,
she
exactly.
Will
exactly.
show up to the performance she'll be front row singing the songs
yeah.
like
she does
you know
I hope
granted
he knows
she is who she is
though. That's the only thing.
Oh, he knows. I feel like he knows. Yeah, he I feel knows. Like how people are like Beyonce's husband. I think he, yeah. That's why he working so much. I think he got billboards worked. All down in downtown Brooklyn right now.
He does with the whiskey. Mercer whiskey and everything. I just want him to know what it really is.
I think he know. I mean, he was at Rolling Loud still, like, that's why I got your bitch, like, still singing lyrics about
Travis Scott.
To Travis Scott. So, yeah, he
which
knows.
We forgot about.
We did definitely forget about.
Now we want to bring that back up.
Yeah.
That was very short-lived, Rocky.
Yeah, it was.
He was in one Pumas commercial. That is it.
I'm screaming.
He did two songs. Tour. He did two songs.
They did the tour.
Yeah. And she got some good songs from it, too.
I think she gave him his swag.
They did do the tour. Yeah, because he opened too. I think on that tour. Wow.
I saw her perform.
I remember that at Barclays. Yeah,
she was incredible. And I was like, I guess that's it.
What era was that? What album was that one?
Anti.
Okay.
Anti.
Okay.
But I feel
it was
like
the Diamonds tour.
Like that's around. If I were to think about when she decided she didn't want to do music, it was around that time.
Yeah.
I think that album was hard for her to make for whatever reason.
It was.
It was a little difficult because it was kind of like pieced together, trying out different sounds, trying out songs. Four songs didn't work.
Yeah.
And then literally she made work. And it was like, okay, so y'all just want me to do what y'all used to, cool.
Yeah, kind of thing.
And this actually worked. So I think for her, it was like around that time of being like, you know what? I'm going to do this.
Right.
Go against what the industry wants me to do and then figure it out from here.
I think you're right. Because she wanted to do like Love on the Brain and like she performed that live. Yeah. And I was like, that's so interesting that you really wanted to perform that
because it wasn't the obvious.
It wasn't Bitch Better Have My Money. It wasn't. It wasn't even Kiss It Better. Which I believe is the girls love Kiss It Better.
I mean, I
90 song of all time.
Still mad that she didn't ever do like a little Prince moment with it. But you know, neither here or there.
So the gag is one of my favorites was like the Travis. I loved Woo. Like,
amazing song.
And yeah, I said it. Mm-hmm. You know, same old mistakes, even though it's a cover. Yeah.
Travis did Pose too.
Oh, he did.
That was a That was a little moment album.
It was so interesting.
I had to actually look.
That's her, what is on Anti?
Best selling album. But
Anti, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's still on the 200.
It's still on the 200.
Probably.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
She showed up to the Grammys. Late and drunk.
Yeah, sure did.
She late to everything.
Yeah.
She's like, bye. I don't really care.
But I feel like also just being able to finally be her now, like just that has to be such a relief. And then that, you know what? That probably is one. I love that question about when was that moment? Because it's like, think about it, especially with kids. If you put out a project, then you have to tour.
Yes.
Yeah. And you have to do all these junkets. With like, she can make her TikToks about Fenty right now. And I'm like, all right, well, let me head on down to Sephora. Like, let me, you know, you got to do a few in stores at a few locations, call it a day. It is nowhere near like the same level of everything that's going to go into a tour. Then you've got Grammy campaigning and then the award shows. Yeah. Like, it's a lot. And she's like, I'm trying to be with my man and my babies. Yeah. Like,
just got Emmy
and she
nominated.
Worked hard for years.
Oh, she's
I think, you know, like what?
Years.
Six consecutive years she would put out an album.
She really was.
And would work it and do a tour and like do all, like the morning shows. Mama is tired.
Yeah, remember what was that, the 777?
Oh, that's
and all
what
the journals were like on the book,
on the plane.
Yes. And they were like,
seven
this is the worst
and
shit
seven
ever.
Nights.
Like,
Seven cities, seven nights. I went to the New York one.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was a lot. That was definitely a lot.
Like, Janice was there.
Mama worked.
From our past episode.
That's a lot. And then I think you run the risk of you put out new music and it's like, this isn't old Rihanna. We want it to sound like this or we want it to sound like that.
Yeah.
And then you have to deal with all this criticism and this feedback where it's like, I'm going to give y'all another lip gloss.
Right.
That I can make more money from.
That I can also make more money from.
Period. Right. Like, she's a billionaire. And I think when she became a billionaire, it was, I don't know. Everyone was really, everybody hates billionaires, but I think we were all really happy about that. Yeah, we're happy.
And immigrants.
Because it's like self-made.
Self-made.
Yeah, we saw what went into
That's my favorite billionaire.
That's definitely my favorite billionaire.
Definitely.
She can stay. Everybody else can go.
Eat the rich.
She's on our side.
Exactly.
I feel like she would be that. I feel like she would be the person that would be like be on our side. Though
and some sunglasses, wouldn't even know she was right there.
Wouldn't even know. She'd come late, but it'd be okay.
She'd come late with a to go from Giorgio Baldi.
Not the to go bag.
That's what y'all have in the interview at Giorgio Baldi.
For sure. She's getting the sketty.
Absolutely.
Like, for sure. We were like, it's not even that great. Like, why is she always there?
She better be part owner.
We're like, she has like a special
menu.
There
has to be a secret menu.
We're convinced that there's a secret menu.
I really feel that way. There's a secret menu.
So many other places, like, gotta be,
or they make whatever it is she wants,
right?
Like, she texts the chef and it's like, hey, I'm thinking of Bronzino tonight, you know, or I just left Barbados and I want flying fish and macaroni pie. You know, like, I really think that that's what's happening,
because
the menu that they have right now is not that great.
I've never been.
You're not missing anything.
I think you should go just for the Rihanna experience. Like, and experience. To stalk, maybe, see if you can catch her.
You might catch her.
Because there was one point where we were trying to do that.
I love
you. Know?
Yeah, that was crazy, right? I was like, are we really going?
But I mean, it was paparazzi outside. But she has also turned Giorgio Baldi into, if you want people to see you, you go to Giorgio Baldi.
Yeah. Mm,
okay. Wow.
Do the other girls go there? Like...
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Lori Harvey is
in there.
Yes.
Everybody who hear about the name goes to Giorgio Baldi now.
Wow.
A trendsetter.
A trendsetter.
Mm-hmm. She is.
A remarkable trendsetter. So, whatever she wants to do, I'm happy with, but I was really anticipating another album, but that's not what we got.
Yeah. I'll just stick with the albums that we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really
We've been singing Red Lipstick.
All on the paper.
All weekend.
Wow.
All weekend. Well, what would you tell your younger self?
What would I tell my younger self? I was like thinking about this. I was like, you know, don't believe like what other people say about you. You know, just... I think I was so fixated on that and like what people thought about me for so long that I let that have too much significance. You know, I'm this is not coming out eloquent at all, but I'm just saying that I was so worried about how other people thought about me or what was going to happen, and it's just like no,
just doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
Does not matter.
It doesn't matter. I mean, I do think. When we're young, we're kind of delusional.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that delusion.
Yes.
Keep that fucking delusion.
Yeah.
Because when you get older, at least for me, I've gotten very hyper aware of myself and hypersensitive, and it's just, it slows you down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So be a little delusional.
Yeah, because then you start overthinking and this and that. And you have to have a little delusion.
You talk yourself out of things.
It's one of those quotes that keeps going around too. And it's like, something about that, like the most delusion, it's something about like how delusional people are successful essentially. Like you gotta have a little delusion for sure.
You do.
Because if I can do it, if I tell myself I can do it, I'm gonna do it.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
It just takes consistency, which I think is also really important. If you want to do something, you just have to like do it.
Do the work.
You just have to do the work.
I love that. Yeah.
But I even get what you were talking about what you would tell your younger self. Because I think kids are evil. And so
they really are, and adults
just want you to do well.
Yeah.
So it's that fine line of like trying to be cool enough to hang with these kids, and also like these are my parents and people I look up to that want me to do this thing. Like, I can't please everybody.
You can't please everybody.
And I can't take in what everybody wants from me or saying about me. I have to be an individual.
You have to live for yourself.
Yeah, for sure. So I get that.
Even your friends, like. You love your friends, and then your friends always have opinions and everything, but you have to like quiet that out and really figure out what you want to do and what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that's what Rihanna did.
She sure did.
Is Melissa still around?
She is.
Yeah.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I think that I would also, you know what I also talked to her about? the thick Rihanna moment.
Oh, yeah. That Let's was a vibe,
Let's talk
honey.
About it. I think that's important.
Wild Thoughts era?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really want to talk about that shift physically, because that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. Yeah. I remember I was like, I felt good about myself. Because yes. I'm like, yes. Look, y'all she, know I'm struggling. Great. And I'm like, she looked amazing.
I don't know if you
y'all
take
looks
it.
Great.
Yeah. Yes.
She came out like, what's up?
She was not, she never looked like that. She was so skinny.
Ever.
And she, yeah.
At the Grammys, fucking it up.
Finally ate, was just like, I'm eating what I want. Even now, like, think about it. We've seen B fluctuate and go up and down and up and down. And I truly believe that's why we don't have visuals, is because she did not like the way she looked. I keep, they were there.
Yeah.
And I have heard this, like, they are there.
They exist.
And she just did not like the way she looked. I'm sure and I don't know. And, you know, the little Ozempi is like.
Not Ozempi.
I'm screaming.
You know, not the way
she
cleaned
her plates at dinner, honey. That is not Ozempi.
Allegedly.
Right, allegedly.
That's what it was.
Yeah. That's what I, yeah,
I just
she did
think
not
she
like
got
she
in
looked.
Tour mode. You know, she we saw her during the homecoming what is it? Biography or what?
Yeah,
I feel like she prepared docu-series. Less for this one than that
right.
But she was on that no dairy, no sugar, no nothing. Like she was, mama
I'm
was strict.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, this is keep in mind it was like last year. So this is these videos were probably like 2 years old at this point, though. Mm-hmm.
So
she, that's why
she
I'm
was
like,
definitely still walking around thick, but she was like, "Oh, y'all ain't about to be talking about me on the stage now, honey."
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I hope that's not the case.
I hope not either,
because we just didn't get them. It was so random.
That
it
we
was
didn't get
random.
Them.
Right. Yeah,
a whole year
or
later.
Like, what about what? What's Act Two and Three?
What is Act Two and Three?
She
wow,
just
I forgot
like
all about
she never
that.
Mentioned Act One. Like,
and they came out with
even
a damn perfume, and I don't want no damn.
That might be Act Two. Act Two.
Right. No, stop! I don't want that.
Where is that? Hold on, I got another one for y'all. Where is the hair care products?
I'm
ready.
Okay, Beyonce, these half baked ideas. Now I don't like that hair.
Right.
Beyonce, like
Parkwood,
I don't like this.
You need,
why
you
was
need
the
an
hair
agency?
Care
yeah.
Announced?
What?
Look, Parkwood, we can help you
with her right. natural curl pattern out.
Right.
Which I was like, great. It's always good to see. A natural
I forgot
pattern.
About that.
Oh, I don't be forgetting.
But we got a perfume.
I mean,
wait, I'm so confused.
And then the perfume
was like
rollout was
it was
just
like with the hair care?
Yeah, she like posted a picture of
it
herself.
It was the start of the tour. It was like the first week of the tour.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so this is what we getting, not the visuals?
And they're not even selling it on the tour. Like, no. They're not even selling hair.
Nothing else came out. Nothing else happened after that announcement.
That is crazy. No, what the hell is part two? Seriously, like.
Oh, I don't know. Or three.
Maybe just a few. Maybe it was a remix. Maybe
clearly,
it was a Kendrick Lamar remix.
Clearly, Park was hiring, and I would gladly give my resume.
Oh my,
y'all
yeah,
need
right.
some help.
Listen, come over there.
Listen,
the execution is
because also the rollout for that perfume. You need to give the people more than just a text message
and a silhouette.
And
that was actually and hilarious.
I just got an email.
In the email, I was like, "Are you serious right now?"
It felt very 2005.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
I didn't get a text.
So
I just got an email. I was like,
"Oh,
delete.
I signed up for the text too, Charles Press."
That was so funny. I was like, "What is this,
girl? If you don't get this out of my face,
no, I didn't even open it.
I don't even know what it smells." I was like, no.
I was like,
she just marked
this
red.
Yeah,
dead.
I literally was just like, delete.
No,
like, I didn't.
Somebody
even
tell
it.
Me, is it what's the notes? Vanilla?
Right.
Like,
no,
what's
I never.
On?
There's
what
literally
the
no information. I haven't even seen her spray herself with perfume.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
she had perfume.
Right.
That's the thing. It's like,
and
that's
had
perfume.
Yeah. Right.
I would like something new from you.
Right.
And I also was a little curious. Did Ivy Park fold?
Show.
Right, because we're seeing new things on tour.
Right, but I thought it had.
And then I saw Issa Rae wore a bathing suit and say Ivy Park, like in her Barbie during
tour.
Yeah. Let me see. So I'm confused.
I don't know what happened with Ivy Park.
Yeah, because I thought I heard. I read
Blue
something
Ivy
that
was
moved,
just wearing
the
Ivy last night.
Yeah.
She just had on an Ivy jersey.
I thought it had. They had finished that collaboration.
That's what
so
I thought
that's
too.
Why. I was like, oh, okay. I think that's good. I think it's fine.
I agree.
Because it was really like, it was a lot of product.
Yeah.
And you don't need to be putting that much product out in the world. That's
no. All.
Or is it just not with Adidas anymore? Is that the thing? I think it, oh no, Adidas has things that are inspired by literally the pink stuff that she was wearing last night or in the New York shows.
Girl. Oh, okay.
Like an so, Ivy mesh cover up.
Did y'all stop or nah?
Yeah, that's why I just...
Because we definitely read something.
I definitely read that.
No, it was probably the same article you read. And I was like, okay, so this is done. This is good. I think let's pack it up. Like, you know, let's move on. Yeah. Beyoncé is like someone who... And no one come for me for this, but she.
I don't know what to say.
No, it's like her branding isn't her brand building is like she's the brand.
She is the brand,
and I think that where she has to go next is creating a product that is stronger than her.
I agree. It's been very, very difficult.
Yeah.
But what would y'all buy from like that's the Beyonce? Thing. I don't want to buy plates or I would rather buy cups from Solange, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to buy perfume from Beyonce. So there's not a damn thing.
I don't know that even with the hair thing. I'm not interested in it.
I would buy
she don't wear her hair. Right. So what is that? I would buy pattern from Tracee Ellis Ross.
What about shoes?
No, why?
Damn.
That's giving Jessica Simpson.
That's giving Macy's.
I can't think of an item that Beyonce would put out that I would be like rushing to go get. And I think like Rihanna got into the makeup, I feel like just at a time that it was like so perfect specifically.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was very difficult too, to find. Like, even, and
the
I think her, being,
revolutionized yeah. the
her
world.
Being inclusive, like, I could only go to MAC. Like then when she brought out all those colors, I was like, oh my God, I can do this.
The idea that she brought out all of those colors and it was like, it felt easy. Granted, she worked on it for years, I'm sure. But it just was like, why did no one else think of this?
And then because I feel like because of that inclusion and like, obviously, you know, she looks good all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, of course I'm going to buy into all this. Yeah. There isn't anything. Beyonce also doesn't have personal style. Like, I'm just going to.
Yeah.
You're putting it out there.
Yeah. It's like, I love her right down. Right. Like, she looks amazing.
She's very Houston.
Yeah. She doesn't have personal style, though.
Like, and being from Dallas. I know that.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Yeah. It's more like Houston, like first lady, you know,
I feel like pageantry kind of.
Very pageantry.
And we love her for that, but I would never look at her and be like, oh my God, I want to like, you know, show them a little area outfit. I'm like, oh, that's cute. But like, it's just cute, you know?
I also think Rihanna was more socially, she's always been more socially engaged than Beyonce, even if now she doesn't really like, you know, tweet or text or anything. Mm-hmm. At that moment, she was like actively on Instagram. So, we're seeing her put on the first Fenty lip gloss and her talking to us about it. So it was a very like
with
easy
the ring light.
Sell. Yes, with it was the a ring very light. Easy
yeah, she
sell.
Brought us into the world. Yeah, Beyonce just hasn't done that. And remember how difficult
it
was
like
for
her
Ivy
as an
Park.
Artist. And that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah,
and there's there's no other performance that we're gonna. There's nobody that can top her performance.
No.
So this does not take away any credit when I say that. Like
I can't wait to go to the tour.
I had a dream last night that I got tickets for today. Okay,
you did say that.
I woke up and was like, damn, I really am not seeing the show today because I plan on seeing it twice.
Okay.
Like, I literally plan on seeing this show twice. And I'm like, I'm seeing it once. This is crazy.
Right.
So I love her, but we don't look for her for that.
I mean, I think also, like, everyone goes to the show and gets dressed up, too. So, like, I think it's another thing. You buy into her and the whole experience of it, too. Like, I've never gone to a concert for somebody and thought about my outfit.
I've seen sequins and cowboy boots.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
So she can definitely build community, but it's around the music, and that is fine.
Right.
Right, instead of around her as a person.
Around her,
which is kind of how most, like, modern stars are now, because it's like, oh, I buy into what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I buy into what you're drinking for, you know, in the morning, and, like, your routine, and, like, that's why, like, Lil Hailey Bieber, honey, that's why the girls are gagging over her.
Yeah.
Because she tells you
a lifestyle.
Yeah. She's like, oh yeah, I got my nails done. Here's my dog, and here, and you're like,
and buying into the life.
Is, yeah,
but I don't. Yeah, I was just for some reason why Mary J. Blige's wine popped into my head.
I love Mary J. Blige.
Is it called Goddess? Right?
Yeah, and it was good. I feel like she gave me a bottle a little bit. Yeah,
when I interviewed her, they like sent me a bottle, and it was the middle of COVID, and I just drank that bottle in my backyard.
by myself, but it was it was
a Chardonnay.
It was okay. It was a rosé. Okay. The rosé. Yeah, I had the rosé like at a festival. It was. I did not mind it.
It was
Sun Goddess.
Yeah, I like this. Now Mary J. Blige, she had. That, I don't know why she ain't no baker's
she
boot.
Need a boot.
She needed
line.
A car. She needed a little baker's boot.
I'm gonna me at Baker's.
I mean, affordable. Not you know,
Baker's. She needed a Baker's.
We wanted for everybody.
I had Baker's jellies.
Yes. Like you said, Jessica Simpson. Moment in time, yes. Okay? Mm-hmm. Had the girls in a chokehold.
They don't know.
She's like a millionaire from that still.
I think she's a billionaire.
Billionaire.
Yeah. From those licensing. Mm-hmm. Not.
Because she was like, I'm not putting out an album.
I'm not.
Album.
That was so smart. Like, to get them shoes.
And
oh my
Gwen's
gosh.
Tried to follow in those footsteps. And it was like, yeah, not the same.
No. I love them. The price point was higher.
It was too high.
Yeah. Lamb was expensive. It was.
It was trying to compete with like designer brand.
Yeah. I had a lamb.
I had some shoes. I had a black Mary Jane's, and I had a jacket. And that jacket was like $400.
Wow.
In college.
That's expensive.
That was expensive.
That's expensive now.
That's expensive now. Yeah. I'd be like, okay, I like this brand, and that's why I'm buying it.
And the shoes were like two something. I'll never forget it. I got it from Nordstrom.
We were trying to move them to like we worked at Nordstrom, and it's a department called Salon Shoes.
Yeah.
That had like the most high priced shoes.
Yes.
I was like, no. Lamb needs to move to Salon Shoes because there's no way it's being sold down
and
here.
And Junior's department.
It was in the Junior's department.
No,
like,
MVP.
$300 for a mule, girl. Put that shit upstairs.
In college, yeah.
Yes, wow. In college. I was literally just like, I would go to New York and I would buy whatever I read in the magazine, but I would like buy. I bought a lamb trucker hat.
Yeah,
wow,
makes sense.
I remember that. Yeah,
oh, that was that moment.
Yes.
Y'all are staying in lamb.
I'm about to bring lamb back. So
I'm sure you can find it.
You need to bring lamb back because I think that would resuscitate.
I think so. Gwen definitely.
But it was good. It was great colors too because she used like black and white, tans, and the like red, green, and yellow.
It was actually super cute.
Yeah, it was.
Like, I'm never gonna forget that moment.
Yeah, a moment.
She named her child. What did she name her child? Kingston.
Kingston.
Oh, you know. Cool.
Okay.
Okay. That's a little appropriation.
Do you remember? Look, because she's married to this white boy cowboy now. But I'm like, we all remember when you were like a chola and you were.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were.
She was heavy into ska music.
Or an original appropriator. But we gave her a pass.
Many cultures. Of many cultures. Not even just one. Many cultures. Yeah. Because she was a Harajuku Barbie.
Yeah.
She was all right. It was.
She was a Harajuku Barbie.
Like, she was doing the most. She was doing a lot.
She was doing a lot.
She was definitely doing a lot. Okay, and what do you know for sure?
Oh, I thought about this. What do I know for sure is that, you know, God has a plan for me, and we're gonna see it through. It's all about timing. Yes,
I love that.
He's not gonna let me down.
That's right.
You know, I didn't even know if I was gonna get that religious, but I was like, I think it's about purpose. It's about path. It's about this is destiny. This is kismet. Yeah. So I have to believe that.
Yeah.
I have to believe that.
You have to.
You have to. Yeah. That's why I'm like, you gotta believe in something, even if it's not whatever religion, but I really do believe that you have to believe in something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like,
you gotta ground yourself and really see, like you said, see it through.
He's gonna see it through. I don't have a lot. Sometimes you lose faith.
Mm-hmm. That's a part of the process.
Mm-hmm. We could do a whole episode on aging and how you think that, like, at a certain point, like, it's a wrap. Because people will tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in so many ways. In so many words, too. But, yeah, it's all about
the child, thing. You, what you doing after this? We do a part two on aging.
You want to talk about aging? We can talk about
It happens to all of us, and it's just all about what your journey is with it and accepting the changes that come along with it.
Because, look, like we keep saying, it ain't going to stop.
Yeah.
Sure ain't.
No. It's not going to stop at all.
No.
So.
It's just interesting.
Yeah, it is. Whew, life be life.
It comes fast. So, yeah. But I appreciate this conversation.
We appreciate you.
Yes. Where can people find you?
You can find me at Marjan_Carlos and at Your Favorite Auntie Show. And also, we're launching Your Favorite Auntie Show on all streaming platforms this fall in partnership with Cash App.
Okay.
So, yes. Love
that.
Yes.
Love
a
collab.
Yes, we love a collab.
We
love a collab.
Cash attached.
Well, the quote is, we must fall in love with ourselves. I don't like myself. I'm crazy about myself. Wait, what?
What?
That's what it said.
We don't speak
that's
in that.
That's the one. Wait, gee, this is the
that what it said?
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. You're like, is that what I wrote?
I think maybe what it means is just being yourself.
Read it again.
Yeah, read it again. Yeah, read it again.
We must fall in love with ourselves.
No, I don't like myself. I'm crazy about myself. Yes.
Oh, I don't. Okay, see, that can go read. I've read that wrong. Okay.
We must fall in love with ourselves. I don't like myself. I'm crazy about myself.
So you're changing the way. Yes. Okay, they need a little enunciation in that bit.
Is it in caps? Is crazy in caps? It should be in caps.
Yeah.
I don't like this. Sometimes.
But yes, yeah. Fair. Yes, you should be crazy about yourself.
Yeah, you have to be. You should. Gotta be.
I'm going crazy.
I love that.
No, I'm going. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
Our favorite auntie.
Yes, our favorite auntie.
Okay. I can talk pop culture with you all day.
We love it.
I love it.
Are you in music as well?
I am. You sensed it?
I was like, oh, so they're all in music. Okay.
No, I'm in spirits now. But I started in music. Now I'm in, I'm in the fun area of drinking.
Cute.
Love that.
I love that. Are you with a specific brand or with a bunch of brands?
I just left Ciroc. I was brand manager for Ciroc Vodka. Before that, I was at Remy. So, yeah.
Mm. That is really fun.
Yeah. A good time.
Girl.
Yeah.
Love.
Cool. Well, bye, y'all.
Bye.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine.
I did not even do a send off. I was just like, so what are you doing? And you guys were like, we're still recording.
No, it's all good.
It's fine. It's all good.